not knowing what happens next. Sinking in and allowing what is now happening. With interest, meaning not assuming it's right or wrong. What if there is no right and no wrong? What if? Does that allow us to be more in touch and feel? What hurts? What's alive? What's dead? What's enlivening? What's deadening? Allowing that really deeper response of kind of awe or honoring of aliveness, love of aliveness, we can say. Letting that honoring of aliveness help us feel this deeper nature of opening to the subtle and the deep. Pausing, allowing room for what is not habit. Or program. But flow of aliveness. With an inner and maybe outer gesture of resting back or down, or resting forward, if that's more restful. Some inner gesture of giving up trying too hard, and also giving up stopping too soon. Giving up thinking I can't. Softening and brightening. receiving sound as if it comes through your skin from all directions. As you rest back or down or in or forward. Giving up hope and fear and expectation. Pressure. And giving up can't. Giving up, not for me, I'm outside. Giving up the outsider. And being inside your experience. As it is, just now. Some of us still need another day, mostly resting. And some who've been here maybe a little longer are more rested. And we can start to notice that playful edge of, as we rest, there's more energy. So alive. And as we let the flow of perceptions, sounds, hot, cold, heavy, light, vibration, tingling, etc., the flow of thinking and other mind states, we let it keep happening by itself. Not my creation. Resting into as if a space that allows that all to happen. In intimacy with the direct experience, whether in breath or exploring an emotional state or whatever, feet. Most simple. Sometimes there's a lot more energy than we're used to, and we can feel the contrast between, rest, and kind of a hum or buzz. Of life, energy. Sometimes our kind of system translates that as anxiety or some other emotional state. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. Maybe it's just a lot more energy. As the mind starts to rest down to more subtle layers than the emotion and thinking. We may notice another dimension or another kind of love and thought and body. And sometimes that energy feels very erotic. So don't worry, it's normal. We can notice how big the sexual energy can sometimes feel, as just a reminder of how humble we are compared to all that energy. And sometimes that we can play with noticing with sexual energy, for example, when it seems to point towards someone or a memory or a fantasy or whatever, even if that's strong, intense, hard to bear or work with. If we just come back home with all that sexual energy, without that movement towards something outside, it can be more simple, but almost harder to bear all that energy, just here with my own sexual energy. Feeling hot, cold, etc. Simple. Resting back or down or in or forward. Sounds as if coming through the skin. Also the sounds inside the skin. So quick, intense. So itself. Giving that permission also to the rest of your experience. Meeting body in that same open way. Letting body be free from memory, image, etc. Flashes of soft, hard, sharp, smooth, heavy, light, and so on. Free. And if sometimes the thinking calls for some meeting, what's happening in this thinking, or the heart or the mind state calls for meeting, what is this, what does it feel like? So fully free to meet. But because we have always had an emphasis on the thinking or the emotions or both, it tends to dominate, so towards simplicity. Towards more subtle, towards more deep. Rest back and let this life flow. Be received. And not ignoring the power that happens, the intensity of the perceptions, just that one sound as it is. that flash of an image, just color, just image. The intensity and kind of, in a way, peaceful intensity. Life being at home with its own intensity and beauty and tenderness. And the sensations of out-breath or feet in sound, ground, thought, emotion, and what else is here? Staying inside the moment. At ease. The intensity, the powerful aliveness in you and in the perceptions in the seemingly world out there. At ease, powerful. Just is. Are there any questions? When she's saying to me, when Jaya says, be in the experience of perceiving, what about the witness? And could I speak about that? For me, it's inside the experience that the quality, or inside the experience includes the quality of what I call already awareness, rather than there being a separate entity or whatever. For me, the quality of witnessing, presence, reflecting, receiving, has its own intensity, presence, quality that's not separate. And so being inside is like, it starts to include the whole of us. The main quality is when we start to allow room for the more subtle, deep, what's not emotion, what's not thought, what's not body sensation, what's not sound, what else? So in a way, your question is ideal for today. Is there, what is that witness? What is that inside the experience? Sometimes we may experience more the feeling of the aliveness of the perceptions or of the things. And sometimes we may feel more of an awareness of my receiving of the things. And for me, a gesture of going inside now, as it is, releases from that duality into, it lets the two alivenesses know themselves as one. The aliveness of the sound or even the thought or the heat in the foot or whatever, that flash. And the aliveness that's could almost say even quicker, relax, but even quicker to receive that sound. Feeling how inside the experience, I think the question of two things doesn't arise. We don't have to say it's one, but I don't think we can say it's two. But to practice falling into that, and what is that receiving part? Yeah. Since we're usually more, it's our attention easily goes more easily to these so-called objects. What am I thinking? What am I feeling? What does that sound like? And so the practice of leaving room, allowing space for what doesn't easily grab my attention. As we get more rested, that's more possible. Here, there, more often. But still, some resting needs to be done for some. Don't worry. Yesterday I mentioned the hand positions, holding a finger, the hips, the knees. And I didn't mention one of my favorite ones because it's a little more it's not complicated, but it's not as simple as holding a finger. So today I'd like to mention, for example, the left hand on the right shoulder and the right hand on the right hip. So the two hands are on the one side of the body. This can be comfortable lying on your back. Yeah, also on the side is comfortable. We have experiential report. It's luckily, and the reason I can dare to mention it on a silent retreat, the question is the hand on the hip, is it on the bone? Or is it, it's like anywhere around here is good. It could even be off the body, and it's close enough. Let me see.
I have a question, maybe it's not relevant, but maybe it's more philosophical. But if we don't know anything, and if we're just in this limited body, what is the purpose or like meaning of this?
So if we don't know anything, and we're just this limited body, what's the meaning or purpose, if any? Is that? Or is there? Sounds like Dharma talk material, but briefly. it can also be brief. It's good. So when I say not knowing, what I really probably mean more is the part of us that thinks I know and also thinks I should know. In fact, I have to know to be safe. To be safe by being better, more powerful, whatever way. That part, when I realize that part is not in control, doesn't have enough power to get around the reactivity, doesn't actually know what life is, etc. That part starts to realize, oh, that part doesn't know. And also can't know mostly what it thinks it should know. And wow, I survive. And sometimes things seem to go a little better when that part is humble and realizes I don't know, also I can't know. And when I don't know, there's more room for other kinds of knowing. And so there are many other kinds of knowing we can call intuition or whatever. But really simply also when it's possible that I fall inside experience and I really meet the thinking process or the out-breath or whatever. With a clean meeting, so not me meeting my expectation or my, how I think about that. Out breath or thought process. There's a meeting. Something more like a gesture or a happening happens that later we see, wow, there was a lot of intelligence. Which might just be being with the out breath simply. When I say cleanly, I can also say simply. Or letting it be that alive, that ordinary. Ordinary and powerful. Then actually, whether I notice or not, whether I do it or not, some little shift happens in the body or even in the mind. And it's so organic and in our own way, language, etc., that easily we don't notice, we miss it. We dismiss it. So then we find that just the body, just the limited body, is my idea from the outside, that it's just a limited body. When I go inside the just little old, poor little limited body, or poor little old limited brain, or whatever, mind, we find that there is limit, and there is limitless in the same body.